Space Pilot Hagen, sir.
Space Pilot John Lee.
And I'm Barry Hercules, Doc.
Commander Makara of the Imperial Alliance hovers in an alien battlecruiser over Starfleet Command. She has demanded the handover of the F-01. There is a time limit of only 1 hour.
We must keep calm, everyone. Their objective is to obtain the F-01, not the destruction of planet Earth. Do not let us do anything to provoke them. First, we must find out exactly what F-01 is.
General, I will consult the computer at data center.
Do it quickly. Remember, we have less than 1 hour to go.
Tamoid! Call Captain Orion!
Captain Orion! Captain Orion! Captain Orion!
Yes, Commander, I am here.
Our surprise attack has succeeded. Once we have the F-01 in our hands, we will be invincible. And I will command the entire solar system. Orion, there will be a high place in the command for you when we succeed in this great conquest.
Commander, by your divine guidance.
Lamia, I want to thank you for your help and support. The repair of X-Bomber is almost completed now. You must return to Moonbase before the fighting starts again.
Go back? But why, Doctor?
It's bad enough I risked the lives of these three brave pilots. I'm not prepared to risk yours in this action.
But please, Dr. Ben, I am not afraid. I wish to stay and continue to help you here.
Oh, I'm sorry. You're far too valuable to me in your radar work at Moonbase.
Doctor, I'll help with the repairs in the engine room.
No, Lamia.
Minutes left.
We never learned anything at the Academy on this F-01. Wonder what on earth it can be, Barry.
F-01? I've never heard of it. Could it be one of X-Bomber's weapons? One of the Doc's little secrets that he doesn't want us to know about yet?
Sure. It's so secret we couldn't use it. That's how we got shot down and had to crash land in this miserable, awful place.
Maybe we're all off base. Maybe it's not a thing. Maybe it could be a person.
Yeah, a person? What would the Imperial Alliance want with a person?
Not an ordinary person. What if the F-01 was an extraordinary person? One with incredible abilities. Abilities that could control a solar system.
What are you talking about?
Oh, hi there, Lamia.
Please, can I help you with your work?
It's okay. There isn't any need. We've almost finished the repairs. We were just talking about F-01. What do you think the mystery object can be?
I have absolutely no idea.
Shara thinks F-01 might be human. Personally, I think he's nuts.
Yeah? How about this, Hotshot? He has ESP. Just think about it. The Imperial Alliance could control the solar system by using a human being with fantastic extrasensory perception.
Shiro, I guess you've been out in space too long.
If you ask me, no human being I've ever met is worth a whole solar system.
I was thinking more of an alien here among us, not a human being. Now, what's the matter with Lamia?
Guess it's something you said. What's up, Shiro? Something I said?
What's wrong, Lamia? Why do you look so distressed, child?
Dr. Ben, please, I want to know the truth about myself. It's just F-01, Doctor. It refers to me, doesn't it?
Lamia, on what evidence are you basing such an extraordinary thought? Don't be absurd. Who or what put such an idea into your head?
Doctor, I keep feeling as though something is calling me away from here. I have told myself over and over that I can't be F-01, but Each moment I feel more uneasy. I know so little about myself. Doctor, please tell me how I was brought up.
Very well. I will tell you. You must be told the truth sooner or later, my dear. The time has come for you to grow into a woman. This is what I was told by Professor Hagen before he left. Soon after he started his work at the Institute of Mars, a brilliant object fell amid a meteor shower onto the desert. It was a spaceship. Professor Hagen went out to investigate it alone. All the others were too frightened. Inside the alien craft was a capsule. And there, within the capsule, a baby lay sleeping peacefully. Beside the capsule lay Kirara, a creature guarding the baby. When Professor Hagen approached the capsule, it slowly opened of its own accord. The baby woke up and smiled into his eyes, as if it could communicate even at that tender age. That baby was you. Professor Hagen took you back to the Institute with him. He gave you the name
Lamier.
You were brought up in secret, with Kirara as your nursemaid. No one else knew. The professor loved you like his own child. He was like a real father to you. That is all I know about you, Lamia. Professor Hagen disappeared from the Institute some time ago and unfortunately has not been heard of since then.
How about my real mother and father?
I know nothing about that or why you were sent to Mars.
Then I'm actually... Oh.
I can't believe it. If that story's true, Lamia is an alien. Let me go! Come on, stop that! Lamia, help me! Get this creature off me!
Kirara, come here at once.
I didn't eavesdrop intentionally, sir.
That which is done cannot be undone. I have held this secret in my heart because I did not want to cause unnecessary distress to the poor girl or anyone else, do you understand?
Yes, sir.
No one will look at Lamia in the same way if she's thought not to be a human.
Understood.
On no account must you tell anyone what you have learned today.
No, sir. You have my word.
Good. I'm glad you understand.
I am most grateful to you, Doctor. Tell me, what can I possibly do if it turns out that F-01 is me?
Nothing. You cannot be. Now, the matter is closed once and for all. I assure you that F-01 does not exist. Now, there's very little time left. Take your positions at once.
Yes, Doctor.
Yes, sir.
10 minutes left.
This is Data Center. Computer Bank's negative readout on F-01. I repeat, negative readout on F-01.
This is dreadful. What do we tell them? If we say there's no computer response, they won't believe us.
That's right. Call up Laser Missile Battalion 5. Scrambled frequency. Sound red alert.
Yes, sir.
Stand by for red alert. This is Commander Vargas. Situation, General?
Computer has no record of F-01. As we don't know what it is, we're on red alert. Stand by missiles, but wait my order to fire.
Order understood, General. 20 seconds left.
But, General, we can't attack. The risk is too great. We must negotiate.
One cannot negotiate with reptiles. When they attack, we must be ready to retaliate.
10 seconds left. 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, 0.
Your time has run out, General. Give me your answer now.
Commander, what you seek, whatever F-01 is, it's not on the Earth.
Liar! Our research confirms that F-01 is in the solar system. And on planet Earth, if you refuse to hand it over, you will leave the Alliance no choice but to annihilate...
Give us 20 minutes. 10 minutes at least, Commander. We'll search our computer banks again.
Very well. I'll grant you 10 minutes. But I warn you, if you do not respond by then, Starfleet will be attacked and completely destroyed by us. 10 Earth minutes.
Number one, call up X-Bomber now.
Dr. Ben, this is the Earth Defense Forces, Starfleet Command. Do you copy? Do you copy?
I copy. Circuit scrambled.
Dr. Ben, the Alliance will attack us in 10 minutes. Can X-Bomber take off now?
In 10 minutes? No, sir. It can't be done. If we are to attack from the moon, the only way is with X-Impulse. I don't have to tell you what damage that would cause on Earth.
If it has to be, even at the risk of destroying Earth Defense Forces themselves, that alien battlecruiser must be destroyed.
But, General, surely there must be a way to lure the battlecruiser out into space.
Impossible. They are determined. We have very little time. Hurry, Doctor. It's our last hope. I'll do what I can here. You must destroy them at all cost.
Prepare to evacuate. Order number 5 missile battalion to be ready to launch.
Laser missile battalion number 5. This is Starfleet Command. Prepare to launch. Target, alien alliance battlecruiser in our quadrant.
Missile, stand by to launch.
Evidence of our power. Ready to fire.
Laser torpedoes stand by to fire. Laser torpedoes ready to fire.
We're too late. The missile base is destroyed. Contact Commander Makara.
Starfleet Command to Commander Makara.
I am willing to accept your surrender. You have learned our power. It is no use trying to defy the Alliance. Hand over F-01 immediately. You now have 5 minutes.
Evacuate all stations now. Sound the evacuation alarm at once.
Yes, sir. Evacuation alarm sounding by General Kyle's order. Evacuate all stations.
General!
To the shelters.
Starfleet Command are evacuating all personnel. Shouldn't the cavalry kinda get moving before it's too late, sir?
Yeah. Doctor, have X-Bomber take off. We've got to do something to help them.
Yeah, I'm sick of sitting out here, cooling my heels on this piece of old rock. Let's get moving.
Professor Hagen, where are you now? Please answer me. Tell me whether I'm F-01 or not. If I am, I cannot further endanger the people of the Earth. Please speak to me in my heart. Please reach out for my thoughts, Professor.
2 minutes to launch. Take your positions, fellas. Ready to launch.
Dr. Ben! All systems respond affirmative.
You realize the moment X-Bomber takes off from here, the Imperial battlecruiser will attack Starfleet Command, regardless of the time limit. In effect, we seal their fate. And that's our dilemma.
But surely, Doctor, there's some way we can destroy them.
X-Impulse is our only hope, and that will be our last resort. Understood?
What's X-Impulse?
To use it will consume 90% of our quantum power in the main shield, so if the tactic should fail, not only will the Earth have suffered tremendous damage, but our ship will be crippled. There is no room for a single error, everyone. You must rely not merely on your Starfleet training, but on your reflexes and instincts. Stand by. Countdown commence.
General Kyle?
Yes, Doctor.
X-Bomber. About to launch in 30 seconds. We'll try an attack with X-Impulse. Evacuate all Starfleet personnel.
Personnel evacuating now. My prayers are with you. However,
I fully understand the tremendous risk we're taking, and what little chance there is of Earth surviving X-Impulse.
Commander Makara, Commander Makara, this is X-Bomber, X-Bomber calling. Do Lamia. Not attack Starfleet Command.
Lamia, what are you doing?
Please do not attack the Earth people. I am F-01. I am the one that you seek. Do not attack...
Lamia, stop! Stop!
Commander Makara, believe me, I speak the truth. I am F-01. I was found on Mars
and brought... Lamia, do you know what you're saying? Why are you doing this?
Sorry, Shiro. I had to.
F-01 is ours at last! Orion, set course for the moon immediately. Hyperspeed! We have found what we came for!
Commander, this is a clever trick of General Kyle's. A young girl like that can hardly be the F-01 that we seek. I suggest that we destroy Starfleet Command without delay.
Captain Orion, obey your orders. If this is a deception, we will know when she's captured and interrogated. Course, moon base! Hyperspeed, Captain!
By your divine guidance, Commander.
Hey, heads up, here they come!
Commander Makara, I tell you, Lamia is not F-01.
Let her admit that herself under threat of death.
Why, what's happened? It's moving away.
Doctor, why aren't we taking off?
Steady now. Don't be so eager to provide them with easy target practice. We let them believe that we're still a crippled ship. Surprise is on our side.
30,000 milliton, closing fast.
Doctor.
Easy.
Enemy ship still closing.
Lamia, where are you going? Come back here.
Shiro, don't let her go. Stop her.
Come back here, Lamia. Lamia, wait! Come back! Please, now stop it.
Shiro, let me go. Please let me go. You know I'm the F-01. I'm the one that they want. It's me that endangers us all.
That's crazy talk, Lamia, and you know it. You're not F-01. You're not.
Yes, I am. The Earth can regain peace if I go with them. Please let me go.
No, I won't. You think we're going to sacrifice you to the Alliance? You're a part of Starfleet Command. I will not let you risk your life for us in this way. You mustn't go. Listen to me. I beg of you.
Ten millitons, closing.
Now.
Ready to launch.
Start main engines. Launch.
Oh, boy.
The battlecruisers launch, moving towards us, hyperspeed.
But we shut it down. It's impossible.
They tricked us again. I'll see that they pay for their lives.
Now, Shiro, activate.
X-Impulse, activate.
What is that?
Evasive maneuvers!
correction course?
Up. Maximum velocity. Now, we're heading on a collision course. Come on, take her up.
Retreat! Retreat! Very well, Starfleet Command. You may have tricked us this time. Strengthen your weak, pathetic defense bases, because we shall return!
Earth has survived the initial Imperial assault, but Commander Makara has threatened to return. The mystery of the identity of F-01 has still not been solved. Can Starfleet Command resist a second attack? X-Bomber is escorting a convoy of freighters through the asteroid belt where several craft have disappeared. The Imperial battlecruiser sets a trap and lures them into the gaseous seas of Jupiter. Is there any way out for Dr. Ben and his crew? Don't miss the next episode of Starfleet.
Send a message out across the sky. Alien raiders just...